the time has come. We've been counting down the seconds, minutes, and hours.
And I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yep. To Riled Up. We're told that we set a record on the Riled Up line last night.
Yep.
We love that everybody's embraced the Riled Up line so much. Some guy shot me a screenshot of his contacts.
Yeah.
With the Riled Up line right
there.
He's
got the number right in there. Yeah.
It's a good move.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So what you do is you call the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751. And like that guy, you put it right in your contacts. So when you need it, it's right there for you to just put it on your favorites, the speed dial.
Punch it up.
Boom. Right? So hit the number when you got something you're riled up about, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, or funny, or just plain weird in some cases. And we also take live riled up calls at 610-632-0975. And Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right. So let's see what we got here today.
Dude, I have no words other than a disgusting, embarrassing display of hockey. No passion, no energy, no will to even compete. I am ashamed to even claim I am a Flyers fan. Ashamed to say that I'm from Philly after we just won the damn Super Bowl.
What?
No passion.
Yeah. And for saying he didn't have any words, he had a lot of words. He had a lot of words.
Yeah.
And good job. And
he's spot on.
I think that's the sentiment of a lot of Flyer fans and people. We're hoping to get an entertaining series out of this, mm-hmm. but you feel embarrassed and very let down by what we've witnessed.
We all know Pittsburgh's a better team. We've seen it from top to bottom. But Martinez, do not defend this team. Giroux ain't. He's a nice player, but what Pittsburgh's got compared to what the Flyers got, there's no comparison. They better sign Tavares next year.
Johnny T. Well, I think that's a long shot.
Yeah.
but hey, I'd be all for it. Sign a guy like John Tavares. That's a 1-2 punch.
Possibly Montreal or Tampa Bay, even.
New York Rangers could be in that mix. Yep. I don't see how Tampa Bay can fit him.
Well, they can't sign the other guy. They're probably not going to be able to sign
Kucherov?
Yes.
Yeah, because they just signed Stamkos.
He wants like $10, $12 million a season or
so. So do I.
Some ridiculous number.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I don't know that they're going to be able to get a top-line guy like that because a team like Montreal has got a ton of money. And they're in desperate, dire straits.
Yeah.
And the Rangers are a team, too, that can retool pretty quick. They dumped a lot of money at the deadline, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
All right.
We're here at the end of the first period. Flyers trail 2-0. Let's listen in, though, as Dave Hextall tries to rally the troops.
Meow! 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 Meow!
Okay. What was that? I have no idea what that was.
Andrew, do you have any explanation for this?
That was Hextall's rallying cry.
What, was it like a cat?
Yeah, like a meow.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Kitten. Yeah.
Okay. I get
Maybe
you.
The other word, I don't know.
All right.
I have had it with this team, okay? This coach stinks. Why do you take a goaltender who has groin injuries all year and put him in the middle of the second period? Are you kidding me? Elliott stunk in the first period. Elliott shouldn't have started. If Neuvirth was good enough to go in, put him in. This freaking coach is killing everything on this team, from morale to goaltenders. And you know what? I'm tired of it. Jason, I know you love Hextall. Get rid of him. We got to get rid of him. I know you love him, and you work for the team. That coach sucks.
Wow.
Did you hear the way he said sucks at the end of there?
Vitriol,
man,
right?
That is vitriol.
Yeah, I get why everybody feels that way today. As far as the goalies go, I mean, what's a coach to do no matter what button you push when it comes to a goalie? There's either an injury you're dealing with coming off an injury or he can't stop the puck, right?
You need to isolate that, Andrew. We need that.
You want that sucks.
That's good.
Voracek, Simmons, and Giroux. The big three. Combined 0 goals in the series. Are you guys kidding me? Hextall, the off season starts early this weekend. Might be time to tear this thing down.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, we need more information, though. What does he mean by tear down?
Well, bust up the core is what he's talking about.
I don't take tear down as bust up the core. bust up the core is to me to trade one of the core players that you depend on that's not been getting the job done, right?
One or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, Voracek and Simmons, say,
yes,
right?
Yes, let's say that.
Is that tearing it down? Tearing it down to me is getting rid of a lot and just leaving it to just the young players, which you can't do in that league.
No, you can't do that.
Because you have to field a team.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't even look like the Flyers actually give a shit. Because if they did give a crap, maybe they'd, like, try fighting somebody or cross-check Sidney Crosby right in his teeth and take out a couple of them. But they're not doing anything. They don't seem like they care. They're playing like a bunch of and, yeah, I mean, that's we are what we are.
Yeah. Bust up a couple of chiclets.
The game's not that anymore. It's not if you can't beat them in the game, beat them up.
But that's what the Flyers used to always do.
Yeah. So I get that people still want to hang on to that mentality. Yeah. I always say, like, I want to come out of the game with a pound of flesh. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean beat somebody up. That means show some ass, right?
Yeah.
Get after guys. Be physical. You don't need to fight guys. That's not the NHL anymore. It's not about that. It's about skill and speed.
Which they're sorely lacking.
We still have these prehistoric fans.
Yeah.
There's still some of them out there. Oh, beat them up! But hit them right in the beak! Stop.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, how was work?
Work was horrible. The only thing to cheer me up right now is a Flyers win. Turns the game on.
We're down 2-0!
5 minutes later.
4-0, 5-0, 4-0.
Oh man! See, that's what sports is, though, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, you get to go to brighten your mundane day a lot of times, like on a Wednesday. You know, it was a Wednesday yesterday.
Sort of like this show.
Yeah.
You know, people look for that to brighten their day, and then we got to talk about the stinking Flyers.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, that's what we try and do on this show. We don't want to come in here and be negative and make
miserable.
The world. Yeah, because misery loves company.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that. I don't want to do that. Okay. I want to come in and have fun and talk about sports and enjoy what we're seeing, but that game last night made it impossible.
It did. It really was. I mean, you know, like, that's why I asked you, because you're there and you're in a sort of a different spot. But at 2-0, I was like, the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see if you were on the same page.
You were defeated as well. Yeah. I think a lot of people in that building felt the same way. Everybody's just kind of like, oh, man, here we go again.
Plunking down a couple $100 to go in there. You got all your orange gear on. You're all fired up. You're fired up, and it's 2-0. You're like, I got to go home.
Yeah,
I'm just going to go.
And you're going, well, this team's bounced back all year, right? Yeah. And tonight's going to be a big bounce back and tie the series, right?
Uh-huh.
Didn't happen.
F you Flyers, you have no goalie. F you Flyers, Penguins are destroying you. F you Flyers. An expansion team is better than you in the Vegas night. F you Flyers, you disgrace this city year in and year out. F you Flyers, all you do is hire ex-Flyers as GM. It's never won you anything in 40 years.
Is that the okay? That's not the okay guy.
It is. Yes,
it is. Oh, it is him. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't recognize the voice in his singing.
How do you feel about it?
No, I thought it was an imitation.
Oh.
Because I didn't get an okay from him.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know?
He's trying to branch out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, look, and he brought up Vegas in there.
Yeah. Expansion team.
They're better than a lot of teams here.
Jeez.
I think of a lot of NHL teams right now, if you ask them, you say, hey, we can do you can wipe out your entire roster and we'll do an expansion draft the same way we did it for them, they take it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like an amnesty. You can amnesty all those contracts and start from scratch.
Yeah, and we'll do the same protection and everything they did. And look, they just swept the LA Kings out.
Hmm.
I mean, the Kings, that's a team with a goalie.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Quick. Yeah. And they swept them right out of the playoffs.
I'm a diehard fan. I bleed orange and black. I'm always going to be there. But that guy the other day, he was right. F you Flyers, F you Flyers. I'm sorry, that's just hilarious.
Oh, man. See, people love it.
I'm going to get a call.
Yeah, you haven't gotten it yet?
No.
I'm kind of surprised nobody said anything to you last night when you were in the barn.
Yeah, I turned the ringer off. I didn't walk the concourse last night.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't feel like hearing it from people last night.
Oh, yeah? No, I mean from the organization about the song.
Yeah, well.
Nobody gave you nobody cares about hockey, Jason, last night?
I didn't get out there. And my usual spot in the second was being taken last night by Bundy.
Is that right?
Because Pierre was in between the benches.
All right.
Therefore occupying Bundy's real estate.
Okay, so he gets priority.
He went to the Zamboni entrance where I like to go for the second period.
Yeah.
So I went back up to the press box.
But then people spotted you in the room after the game and isolated you. I'm seeing photos on my Twitter feed of your head.
I know, nonstop, because I was in the background when Elliot was speaking.
And videos of people saying you're rubbing your beard too much.
Yeah, it's itchy at that time of night, Harry.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I was up early to do Fox 29.
Yeah, you didn't add any extra little conditioner or oil?
I didn't have anything on me.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah, I should have brought that. It would have been a good point.
Yeah.
Who knows got me riled up? This Flyers team is embarrassing. It is the most pathetic thing I have ever seen in my life. No heart, absolutely nothing. They haven't played since Sunday, and they're absolutely dead. Absolutely dead. And this is on your home ice? Pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't disagree like the old boss used to say.
I mean, I don't disagree.
They should play the riled up segment, all the calls back to back to back before game five.
Mm-hmm.
And then play some more of them in between periods of each game to keep them riled up.
You really want this to go on, because if they somehow win, then it means you have to work another game.
I got
to
get back in the suit on
Sunday.
You
got to get back in the suit on Sunday.
For a time TBA right now, I'm told.
A Sunday suit up.
Yeah, to go back down to the barn. I thought when I hung up the suit last night, Harry,
it was done.
It was hung up.
You're going to send it to the dry cleaner, right? Because the season's over.
Yeah. Well, I get the dry cleaning done right before the season.
Uh-huh.
That wouldn't be until like a mid-September dry cleaning visit.
Right, yeah.
Because I won't touch that suit.
Mikey misses
until
here.
Then. Oh, is he?
He's here. Yeah. Here he comes.
He's got his last supper with him.
He's right at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? let's take a live call. Dave in Philly's on the Riled Up line. What's up, Dave?
Yo, if you're an Uber or a Lyft driver and you're driving people down to the barn, please stop parking right in front of the entrance. Like, pull up maybe 10 more feet and let the people out there. I went to a Flyers game last...
Other people can get into the building.
Well, I don't understand the issue.
They're blocking the entrance so other cars can't turn into the parking lot, and the Uber driver's there conducting business at the end of the lift.
What kind of business he conducted? Is he doing something else?
There's a little protocol there, right? That's what you need?
In addition to, like a limousine service?
Is there an app for that service?
I mean, is he selling other things?
What, is Eitan driving this Uber?
That's what I'm saying. That's where I'm going here.
What's next?
All right, so first goal, I let it slide, considering it was near impossible to save. But that second goal, how do you let that past you? Elliot is absolutely awful. Why wait for three goals to finally take that scrub out? This series is just brutal to watch. I'm sorry, Jason, I do care about hockey, but this team stinks, okay?
They're not playing. They're stinking right now. There's no question about that. And I agree on the second goal. You got to make the goalie has to make a save for you, and he didn't, right?
I tell you, the okay drop is quickly becoming my number one.
Yeah, and remember when I brought that out?
Yeah.
I accentuated the okay guy.
Yeah.
Because I've been hearing the okay guy since I was a freshman in high school, mm-hmm. listening to sports radio.
Yeah.
And there used to be 9 million okay guys. Now they're kind of going away.
They're an endangered species.
Yeah,
they
thank
really
goodness.
Are. Yeah.
But we have one here to keep everything in check with the okay. They're cheap, okay. Nothing's ever going to change as long as you hire former Flyers, okay. You know those rants. Those are the rants.
Well, those rants are spot on today. It's hard to disagree today.
No, those rants are valid criticisms today. Yeah. Even the okay guy is kind of on point for a change.
Andrew McDonald sucks. If it's not bad enough that he falls down 4 or 5 times a game, now we got him scoring goals on us. Elliot is yelling at him because he sucks so bad. What is it going to take for Hacksaw to realize that he is by far the worst player in the NHL and finally send him back to the AHL where he belongs?
Well, he did had some time in the AHL last year.
Mm.
And he actually bumped him back up with Provorov because Gostisbehere had just a dreadful couple of shifts. So they had to make changes. And he's not the worst player in the NHL. He's massively overpaid, as we all know. But he's not a top four D-man.
My head is hurting.
Yeah, mine too. Let's take Matt. Matt, you riled up?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Boy, why the Flyers fans still made it? There's a reason they didn't want to see them in the first round. They knew this was going to happen. Stop complaining and take that whooping.
It didn't matter who they played. You play like this, you're going to get crushed by anybody.
Right? They would have played like this against the Capitals.
I don't know. But if you're capable of playing like this, there's a problem. So be happy they got the Pens. Because
really?
If this is capable of happening, okay, you would have got this in the second round. What's the difference?
Yeah.
You would have thought that you're further ahead than you are, and you wouldn't have gotten any change. Right?
So this is just a reality check. Be glad that it happened in the first round.
Yeah, because if you got to the second round, you say, oh, we won a round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't change anything. If this is capable of happening...
Yeah, they need to make some major moves.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm riled up about the Flyers. Their goaltending. I'm tired of it. I'm 30 years old. We've never had a goaltender in my life. I'm tired of hearing about Carter Hart in 1 to 3 years. I know we can't score. I know there's offense and a goaltender. But I'm tired of giving up soft goals, ruining the momentum, and losing. Every game was spotting the Penguins 2 to 3 goals. You can't win in the NHL with this sorry, bullshit-ass goaltending. They need to fix it. Hextall needs to get it done. I'm
How do you fix it? How do you fix
My
it?
My patience is running out, Flyers.
He's addressed it, but it doesn't just happen overnight.
He's a 30-year-old guy who's out of patience.
Yeah, and I get it. And it's hard, and it's been the lament of the organization, right?
You know the energy I had when I was 30? Oh, my God, was that a good year.
Yeah?
Oh,
what happened?
I'm telling you, it was awesome.
I haven't seen any, dial back the clock days out of you.
I'm telling you.
You dial back the clock on a Friday night.
You should have known me then.
Never.
I'm not dealing with this today.
You dial it back every weekend, every day during the show, 10 to 2. You're right where you are.
Exactly.
Claude Drew, I'm calling you out, pal. Did nothing to help us. Dave Hackstall, I'm calling you out. You've done nothing to get your team prepared and ready to play. That's evident because they're making horrible penalties. You know what? Well, I'm done.
Nah. Another guy throwing it in his towel. Throwing it in.
He's done. Until next year.
Until the next season begins.
When's the preseason? September?
Yeah, mid-September.
Oh, boy.
When I drop the suits off.
Oh, you're going to be all fired up.
Do you think it's time for me to hang up the Spurs?
Yeah. No, I'm going to tell you what to do. You enjoy it.
No, I'm asking for counsel from you.
We'll do that after the show.
Oh, you don't want to do it on the air? I like doing everything on the air.
You want to do it on the air?
Yeah. I need counsel from you.
What, you walk away from that and I walk away from the football duties?
No, you can do that. You missed a season with the injury.
We just focus totally on the radio show.
No, but you got to walk off the field, Harry. You didn't get a chance to walk off the field.
Yeah. I did the final game from the booth. I did it.
Would you be ready to hang him up?
I would do that.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, Saturdays. Get back my Saturdays.
Yeah, not all that.
Nice.
Oh, my God. The Flyers are so bad. It's so embarrassing. I think there's been more physical action in all of the round one NBA playoff series than this entire Penguins Flyers series. Just terrible. Woof.
Woof.
I got to be honest. The NHL playoffs thus far, in general, haven't been as good as they usually are.
Haven't delivered. Usually the first round's crazy.
Usually they're a lot more competitive series.
Been a lot of blowouts.
A couple sweeps already.
Yeah. The two teams out in the Pacific Division got swept.
A bunch of 3-1s like the Flyers. I mean, it hasn't been as good.
Yeah, you're
right. I got to be honest.
I look forward to it. Remember, I'm like a kid on Christmas.
No, I know.
Hasn't delivered for me.
I know.
I don't understand how I could love something so much and at the same time hate the same thing so bad. I love the Flyers, but I hate the Flyers. And I hate the organization. I hate that robot coach. Show that you're human. Are you even human? Rip his skin off. Rip the skin off and see if there's a T-1000 under there. Give me a break. At least T-1000s have a killer instinct. They know how to kill their enemies. Hackstall, you are a hack. Get out of my town. Get out of my city. I almost hate you. I love the symbol. I hate this team.
You think he's one of the fire hack guys?
I think so.
Safe bet.
What was he saying? He's a T-1000?
Yeah, like in Terminator?
Yeah.
All
His
right.
skin melts off and there's like metal underneath there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Mikey Mist got a goalie stick. I think he got it out of your office.
Did he?
He's got a Vaughn goalie stick.
I hope he asked me what I can do with that stick.
Oh, my God.
Shove it where the sun don't shine.
Jesus.
All right, that's riled up. Hit the riled up line. We'll do another one coming. We got to hit a break.
We got to get that on video. Mikey Mist is walking around, dude, the hallway with
a goalie stick. I hope he gets a
splinter
with that stick. His hockey-hating ass.